guys are going to playing the Lions offense, Cardinals offense, which is a little more spread out, RPOs, college style almost, back to playing Seattle, which they're more like zone running, not necessarily like Detroit. Is that why you tend to have a defense that can kind of shape shift every week, and you guys play a bunch of different coverages, a bunch of different fronts? Is that the idea behind that?
Yeah, I definitely think that goes into, you know, how we set up a game plan for sure. Is you're always watching it through the lens of what you feel like their offense does really well and what puts you in a position to stop those types of plays. So I think that, you know, just goes back to how you build it from the get-go and how you practice it in the offseason. So when you do see different offenses throughout the year, you feel like you're well-equipped to do things that the guys know how to do and can tailor it to that team.
Michael Pierce deservedly got a lot of attention on Sunday, but Travis Jones, do you feel like you're seeing him put his imprint on games much more consistently than he did as a rookie?
Yeah, Travis has improved a lot. It's always been you've always seen it on tape, and it's become more consistent, you know, as we go. And the challenge is just keep on putting together and consistency. But he's doing a great job. We've doing a great job with him. And like you said, I mean, Pierce just added a really, really great. I mean, just dominated the game, and but Trav's right there, right behind him, and he's on his way.
Mike, not many players go from running back to cornerback, like Brandon Stevens has over his career. You know, just how high a level is he playing at right now, and what do you think he's done that's enabled him to make that transition?
Yeah, I'm really excited for B. Steve. I mean, he's put in a lot of work, and he's been moved around a lot, and it's great to find him a home of where he can feel like he can dedicate, you know, his craft and his skills. He's got an awesome skill set. We've always known that about him. But it's not easy moving around, especially, I mean, just going from the beginning of his football career, you know, and then all of a sudden you're, you know, in the NFL and you're asked to play defensive back. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on back there. And he's handled it and tremendously. So definitely shout out to him. Shout out to the coaches for getting him ready to roll. But putting in a ton of work, does it every day. I mean, it seems like everyone you ask me about every week, the common denominator is their daily approach. And he's right there with the rest of those guys. So, you know, excited for him. Obviously, you know, we're halfway through the year, so there's a lot of work to be done. But he's on his way for sure.
In your opinion, is cornerback his forever home at this point?
It's hard for, you know me, it's hard for me to, you know, go jump in head first on that one. But there's probably a pretty good chance he's going to stay there.
Like, do you like players that have that? You mentioned the challenges of it, but then you kind of think about global understanding of the game. Do you think that helps players in a big picture sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you think about guys that used to play quarterback and how they see the field and things like that. Absolutely, I'm sure understanding, you know, distributions and stems and things like that from a safety perspective. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he'd tell you that would be helpful.
Mike, I think when Wink was here, he would talk about how, in a lot of ways, basketball kind of informed the way you thought about interchangeability on defense. I mean, did any of that kind of rub off on you in terms of like wanting guys to be able to kind of guard 1-5 and basketball parlance?
I don't remember him saying anything about basketball. I understand the spirit of the question. I'm messing with you. But I think, you know, we talk about interchangeable parts a lot. I think those are things that go great when you're in the off season and you can start moving things around. Obviously, as you get into the season, you know, I think having consistency and you know, from a week-to-week basis, so guys are used to playing next to one another is important. So you don't want to move it too much, but having the ability to do that, especially when guys go down or different matchups and things like that, absolutely. I think that's really important. And, you know, to how, you know, Eric and Harbs have built the roster to, you know, to generate those different types of skill sets definitely gives us flexibility on a week-to-week basis.
Like, I think with Marcus returning to the practice field, a question that everybody's asking this week is, yeah, the interceptions leader and Geno Stone, yeah, Marcus returning. Does your use of three safeties last year and even this year, does that make it a lot easier to say, hey, we got a lot of good players here that we can get their snaps for?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great problem to have to find, you know, where to put great players. So I think we mentioned it last week, you know, you'll start to see some guys moving around probably. And, you know, again, alluding to the matchups and things like that, you know, those are definitely things we're considering for sure.
Like, how much BK's emergence as a pass rusher just make it more stressful for the offensive line to worry about what you guys do before a snap, because now there's someone to worry about inside, outside, slot, wherever?
It's great. I mean, it's awesome. He's, you know, when the closer, I think Adafe said it last year, it just happens faster, you know, and you can affect the quarterback quicker in there. So definitely there's a time element for sure. And, you know, if the guys outside of where Beeks aligns can't do the things that they're doing, it doesn't allow him to have those opportunities, and vice versa. If Justin's not playing at the level he is, then that doesn't free up the single blocks, you know, on how we scheme up the rest of the stuff. So it all works hand to hand, but having an asset like that and a guy playing at that level is, especially inside where it gets to the quarterback quicker, definitely is a big difference maker for us.
You guys have traditionally rotated a lot on the interior, less so with the starters and the secondary. With the secondary guys, is there a worry that you lose something in communication if you're rotating guys in and out constantly, or kind of what's the reason for you do it a lot with one group and not with another?
Well, I think with the guys up front, to your point, I don't think that having the consistency from week to week and from play to play necessarily is important. There's a little less communication going back there. Obviously, a lot less space. And we have a lot of guys that we want to keep going, and you want us to keep them fresh throughout the game as well. So there's some things going on with that. In the back end, you know, we're definitely open to playing multiple guys. I think the ways that are who's been available and when is definitely factored into how we've played the guys back there. And, you know, I think it's a tribute to Brandon and when Marlon's coming back, you know, they playing at a level where you really don't want to take him off the field. So, you know, multiple things to answer your question.
Mike, I know he's still dealing with the ankle a little bit and has been on and off the field, but what are you seeing from OA since coming back from, you know, missing about a month?
Well, I know he's battled back to get back there, but you know, you don't see a drop off from when he came back. I mean, you're seeing the explosiveness, you know, having the sack the one game, and really just, I mean, I say it every time, but you know, if he gets a great get off and he gets his feet in the ground, he's a hard guy to block, man. And his skill set's there, and it's just about doing it over and over again. And I think, you know, as he gets more opportunities, I think you'll see those, you know, his productions continue to spike. All right. Thanks, guys.